Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of January 2020. Delhi court has ruled that none of the Nirbhaya rape and murder convicts would be hanged on the 1st of February at 6 a.m, postponing the execution of their death warrant after the inmates sought a stay on their hanging. No new date for the execution of the four death row inmates has been issued yet. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Centre on ex-Union Minister and Congress Member of Parliament, Jairam Ramesh's challenge to the Right to Information, RTI, Amendment, Act, 2019. Supreme Court has issued notice to the Government of Uttar Pradesh on a writ petition filed to quash the notices issued by the administration to recover public losses allegedly caused by persons protesting against the Citizenship Amendment Act, 2019. Supreme Court has held that claimant in a motor accident compensation case can file cross objections in an appeal filed by the insurer against the award. The court has observed that a conjoint reading of the provisions of Section 173 of the Motor Vehicles Act, 1988, Rule 249 of the Bihar Motor Vehicle Rules, 1992 and Order 41 Rule 22 of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908 would reveal that there is no restriction on the right to appeal of any of the parties. Supreme Court has held that limited custody or deemed custody to facilitate the requirements of the investigative authority would be sufficient for the purpose of fulfilling the provisions of Section 27 of the Indian Evidence Act, 1872, in the event of recovery of an article or discovery of a fact which is relatable to a statement made during such recovery or during deemed custody. In such an event, there is no necessity to ask the accused to separately surrender and seek regular bail. Supreme Court has stayed the proceedings in a case filed by a 46-year-old woman claiming that she should be declared as the biological daughter of the singer, Anuradha Pahudwal. Supreme Court has allowed mining lease holders in Goa to transport mined iron ore extracted between the 7th of February and the 15th of March, 2018, and lying at the pit head, stockyard or any other storage place. Delhi High Court has observed that use of pesticides and chemicals to ripen fruits amounts to poisoning the consumer, while noting that invoking penal provisions against the culprits would have a deterrent effect. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Delhi Police in a plea challenging the removal of a courtmaster in Supreme Court who was allegedly found tampering with the apex court's order in an Ilambani contempt case. Delhi High Court has held that a review petition can be allowed only on the grounds stipulated in Order 47, read with Section 114 of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908, and not on the grounds which the petitioner chose not to press during arguments. The court has imposed costs of 25,000 rupees on the petitioner. Delhi High Court has stayed the paragraph 8 of circular number 125442019 GST dated the 18th of November 2019, which restricted that refund period cannot be spread across two financial years and has to be filed in chronological order. Gujarat High Court has held that 100% of the tax sought to be evaded is to be paid for compounding over tax evasion offences under subsection 1 of section 276C of the Income Tax Act, 1961, and not 100% of the amount sought on offence pertains to willful attempt to evade tax. Punjab and Haryana High Court has clarified that Goods and Service Tax Tribunal, GST Tribunal, will handle all disputes regarding interest on GST and their appeals. Bombay High Court has allowed a criminal writ petition filed by Kail Kashem, an Egyptian citizen who sought the issuance of a writ of habeas corpus against his sister-in-law and mother-in-law for alleged illegally confining his 11-month-old son Kayan. Special Court, New Delhi has dismissed Shashi Tharoor's plea seeking a copy of tweets posted by Sunanda Pushkar moments before her death, stating that Section 91 of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973 cannot be used to insist the court to direct the prosecution to place the documents which are already in public domain. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that the dividend which is derived from the shares which are stock in shares will not be computed in the total income and disallowance under Section 14A of Income Tax Act, 1961 is sustainable. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has held that the assessee is not required to deduct tax deducted at source, TDS, as the payment of external development charges was not made out of any statutory and contractual liability to Haryana Urban Development Authority with whom the assessee has no privity of contract. Customs Excise Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, New Delhi has held that the Quick Heal antivirus software is deemed goods, but whether the transaction would be sale or service would be depending upon the terms of the agreement. Reserve Bank of India has allowed Kotak Mahindra Bank's founder Uday Kotak to retain 26% promoter stake in a dispute over the bank's promoter shareholding. Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India has fined ICICI Lombard General Insurance Company and Tata Group and American International Group, AIG, General Insurance Company 1 crore rupee each for violation of various norms. Westminster Magistrates Court in London has remanded Nirav Modi in custody till the 27th of February, in the Punjab National Bank fraud case.